Good morning. This past week, we've learned Daf Tzadi Dalad. In Maseches Erevin, towards the end of the ninth perek, we're going to start with a piece of Gemara on Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis. Last piece of Gemara on Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis. Gemara starts over here, must be around 10, 12 lines from the bottom. Boy of Rav Hoshea, Diyurin Haboyim B'Shabbos Ma'o Shei Yosru. See that Tzadi Gimel on the base. Last quarter of the Omid over here. So let's hear the Gemara. Boy Rav Hoshea, Hoshea asked the Shaila, Diyurin Haboyim B'Shabbos Ma'o Shei Yosru. Literally means that if you have the urine, which come on Shabbos, they ask, if a change happens on Shabbos, does it ask? Rashi explains what the case is. If you see the Rashi says, Diyurin Habayim Shabbos, it's pretty much straight across over in the Rashi. Kigoyin Kaisel Shebein Shtei Chatzei Shenofal B'Shabbos. What does it mean that the urine came on Shabbos? In this instance, Mor is referring to that you have two Chatzeres, which have a full koisel between the two of them, which divides the two chatzeres. Koisel shebein shtei chatzeres, shenofal b'shabbos. And that koisel fell on Shabbos. Dehainu diurayhu hashto kiadodi. That's why right now they are living together with each other. There's no separation between the two chatzeres. Now, being that they didn't make an eruv together at the beginning of Shabbos, so they don't really have it. If they would have been in this situation when Shabbos came, so they would ask on each other. They wouldn't be able to carry from one chotzer into the next. Definitely klei batim. Right, we'll see. Remember about how it affects the kelim that was Shabbos in the chotzer, but definitely klei batim couldn't be carried. But when Shabbos came, there was a koisel over there which divided them, and we'll see that that each one was mutter by himself. And now what happened was that the koisel fell on Shabbos, and the question over here is that now in the situation that it is, really they should ask around each other. The other possibility is, like we'll see in the Gemara, that there is a. As far as the Gemara says, the concept of Shabbos Holva Hutra Hutra, that since when Shabbos came, that they had a heter to carry within their own chatzar, so that heter remains. So this is Rav Hoshea Shailam. Mahu Shiyosu Zel Zezak Rashi. Zokt Gemara. Omar Avchanina. Avchanina, the Bach tells us, that's the Geser. Rav Chinnah is the one who brings the raya. Toshma chos gedoy shnim sol tana hagdol muteres atana asura b'nei shikpes chos gedoyla. The more brings the previous mission that we had before, and the mission says over there that the aloch is that the tana is asura. You see the gedoyla answers, which at first glance we don't really see what the raya is. We don't see what that has to do with us. So Rashi tells us what the basis of the raya is. So, Krashi Tana Surah, Vesakatayetach, Shenifitza, Vishabbos. The reason why the Gemara thought that it was a raya, because Gemara thought that the case was that Shenifitza, Chotzda, Shenifitza, Lutana was talking about on Shabbos. Or only on Shabbos, maybe. Also on Shabbos, other Vishayim say. But that's the basis of the raya. Like when we learned that sugi, that wasn't the issue b'chlau. You know, we were assuming that it was always like that. But this gemara is bringing the raya, assuming that this change happened first on Shabbos, and it says in the braya, so that's also see over here that you deal with the present situation. If right now it knifrit, so it'll create an iser, even though it was mut at the beginning of Shabbos. On that, the gemara says. that Rabbi says maybe we could push away the raya by saying that the case of the braisa is that it was nifrasa mivayyeh, which, like we're saying, that's how we understood that sugi over there. We didn't see that had to do with this. So Rabbi offered that maybe we could say that that's what it is, and therefore we'll be able to push away the raya. It happened before Shabbos, it doesn't enter our question at all. I think Mark contains Omalei Abaye. So Abaye says back to Rabbah, who offered the possibility to push away the Raya, to say that it's talking about before. Abaye said that, according to you, Rabbah, you shouldn't be just offering, or maybe in order to bring back the Shaila. As the Gemara originally declared the Shaila, to install them, right? It's a suffix. We don't know what it is. We don't want to bring a raya from the Shaila. So the Gemara said, well, maybe we could say that, and then we'll have the Shaila back. So Abaye is saying that the truth is that you really took a position in the Iker Shaila over here, so you should be a little more definite in how you want to understand that Mishnah. It should be vada like that, since you personally, what we'll see in a minute, you happen to hold that the halacha is in such a case that if it's nifras on Shabbos, it retains the heter. The Amar hu da Amar, you yourself said over the following, that the Bnei Yeshiva, they asked a shayla from Rav Huna, and it was the question was brought in front of Rav Yehuda, Irev derech haPesach v'nistam haPesach. We know that in order for two chetzeres to be able to be to ma'ar them together, so if they're open one to the next, totally open, definitely. But even if they have a wall between them, but if they have a Pesach, we have a Pesach in the Kaisel, so that would allow us to give us the option to be Ma'ariv together. Without any Pesach, without a proper Pesach, then you can't be Ma'ariv the two together. So the Gemara is talking about a situation where Irev derech haPesach v'nistam haPesach. Before Shabbos came, there was a proper Pesach, and because there was a Pesach over there, the two chatzeres were able to be ma'arif together. And now what happened was, v'nistam haPesach, and now the Pesach was closed. Or Irev derech haloy v'nistam haChaloyin mahu. What's the halacha? What is the halacha? Are they still permitted to carry into the next chatzer? Does the Erev that they made still maintain its heter or not? And you said over that the psak on this was Shabbos kivin shehod shehod, since when Shabbos came, the Pesach was there, and therefore the Erev between the two chateres was chal. So even though now the Pesach, which facilitated this Erev between the two chatzeres, was nistam, and if you look at it right now the two chatzeres are not anymore in a position that they can be ma'arif together. But Shabbos, however, hocha hocha, since the heter was chal when Shabbos came in, so the heter is retained for the entire Shabbos. So therefore, Abai was saying that you, Rabbi, since in that case over there, that you said over, therefore you hold Shabbos kimin shehocha hocha, in that situation when the Pesach was Nistam, nevertheless, you have the heter of the Erev which joins the two chaseris. So it should follow, therefore, in this case also, b'negei to this shaila, we're talking about when the kaisel between the two chaseris fell down, then the halacha all should be over there, Shabbos, Hodeh, 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 and they should not ask on each other. And the Gemara agrees with that. Right, it's a good sushtel, it's a good comparison that he's making these two cases that really should be based on one principle. Shabbos hal v'hocha hocha. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says Elavadai. The Rabbi was a little bothered by the way Rabbi talked as if things weren't so sure like that. He said that you should be saying definitely like this. Akocha chochi sukmo. That you're forced to say that it's like that. To at Amre diyun haba mishabbos ein oisrim, because you hold that diyun haba mishabbos don't answer. How do I know that? From the next case that the Gemara talks about, which is a shaila halacha shaila that you said over. The amrit boy minei Rav Huna iriv derech haPesach. Shtei chatzer shivu yachar aydei Pesach shabneim. Two chatzeres that were near each other. There was a wall between them, but there was a Pesach, an opening between them, and because of that Pesach, they were ma'ar the two chatzeres together to carry from one chatzer to the next. V'nistam b'shabbos, and that Pesach was closed off on Shabbos. She knows from my pillars connected that there was something fell down in front of it, closing off the Pesach. Mahu, Rashi says, L'taltu mizuzul derech goyva hakoysel, could we still carry from one to the next? The Pesach is closed, so practically you can't get through the Pesach, but other ways could you carry from one chatzah to the next? Rashi says, derech goyva hakoysel, either on top or else maybe through holes between in the wall from one to the next. That these holes didn't have the shin not large enough to act as a pesach, but the practical passage from one to the next. You could use it. That's what the shiloh. Me amin hoil v'hutter the mixer shabbos hutter kuloi loy. That's the shiloh. Do we say that since the heter was chal mixer shabbos? So that heter is retained, and even though the situation of the chatz itself, something changed within the present situation, I wouldn't have been able to give this heter in the first place, but since this heter was chal, when Shabbos came, the heter is retained. Fine, that's the Gemara till here. So far what we have is the Gemara originally asked the Shai, I wanted to bring a raya from a Mishnah. The Gemara is madcha the raya, and we see that the basis of the Shaila and the Gemara was already discussed in a little different case, but it's the same idea, the same basis of these two cases. And it's all a shaila of whether Shabbos kivin shehocha. Rabbi already said over from other Amiroim that the heter remains. Now the Gemara continues, Itmar. Koisel shebein shtei chaser shenofal. The Gemara over here talks directly on the shaila. Originally the Gemara talked diyun haboy machmer Shabbos. Mash explained what the case was. Now the Gemara over here discusses this case clearly. Now we have a machlekes. Machlekes Rav and Shmuel concerning this halacha. So let's hear again what we have. We have two chatzeres, which are divided by a koisel. No pesach between them. And the koisel fell on Shabbos. Now we'll see. Originally, we're talking in this case over here. We're talking about that each chatzah was ma'arv by itself. The kaisel fell down, and now the question is, like we had before, the fact that one's porutz to the next in makom ha'asala, since they were not ma'arv together, whether it should aser or not, or do we say again that Shabbos hoil v'hutra hutra, since the heter was chal originally because we had the wall up, which allowed us to look at each chatzah as a separate entity, and therefore each one could make their own erev and the joining chatzers is not joining them, is not open to them, so it doesn't answer. The heter remains. Or do we say that since things change and in the present situation that one would answer on the other, unless you made an error, they didn't join together, so then they'll answer. This is what it says. Rav Omar Eima Tatlam Be'el V'dal Ramas. Rav goes with the Shita, that since the situation changes, we don't say Hoel V'Shab, Shab's Hoel V'Hutra Hutra. No, you have to constantly have the basis of the heter. If right now things change, and according to the present situation, you have two chatzeros which are nifritz one to the next, and they're not joined, so then they'll answer, and that's what I hold, that you can't be mitalta el b'dal ramas, right? Which is the halacha. If you don't have an eruv in one chatz or whatever it is, then you can't be mitalta more than dal ramas. That's Rav Shita. And Shmuel Omer zeh metalt la'adikim mechitzim, zeh metalt la'adikim mechitzim. Shmuel says that no, that each chotzer could be metalt as they had been doing previously, till the place where the mechitza had stood. Right? This is based on the din of Shabbos Hoyle Hocha Hocha. Now Rashi goes to explain a little bit more over here, a little more in detail, that what's also according to Rav, what's mutter according to Shmuel. I just remind ourselves a little bit that we had at the beginning of the perek, past like Rav Shimon, what's negei tos is even chomshita, that chatzeris, all chatzeris are considered rishus achas, and therefore one may be metaltal without an error from one chatzah to the next. Right? So all this that we're discussing over here at Kaisel and needing to be ma'arev, if you're carrying from one chatzah to the next, and now this is the point we always have to remember. This is kelim sheshavsu in the chatzah itself. Klei chatzah, that means when Shabbos came, they were in the chatzah, so that you could be metaltal from one chatzah to the next. Chatzah is all considered rishos achas, to carry one from the next. Klei batim, that's a different story. A bias, each bias is considered different rishos, and therefore a bias, you need an erev to carry from, even in one chatzah, to carry from the bias into the chatzah. And so too, something which is a clay bias, if it's made its way into the chotzer, you can't carry from one chotzer to the next, even though we mentioned before that clay chotzer could be carried without an eruv. But clay bias can't. Now we saw before that there's actually a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. We'll see this is, Rashi makes this cheshbonus over here. That in a situation when you don't have an erev between two chatzeres, but you have an erev in one chatzer itself, and chatzer Aleph has an erev. So over here in this situation, even though generally the Shimon Shita is that you could carry klei chatzer from one chatzer into the next, if we show us in chatzer Aleph, you could carry in the chatzer Beis, but this is Rav Shita over here, that if this chatzah was ma'arev by itself, things could be worse. Worse. Why? Because if it was ma'arev by itself, now the kelim, which we show us in the bayis, are able to be brought into the chatzah. Now the kelim of the chatzah, so now you have, it's now in the chatzah, you have two types of kelim. Right? You have this keli, which was show us in the chatzah, which you could carry into the next chatzah. This other keli, which was show us in the bayis, you can't. So in one chatzah, you could have certain kelim, which could be written and can. So Rav holds that there's a basis for a gzeir over there. We have to ask everything, because it's going to cause too much confusion. Some kelim could be, some can't. Inevitably, that there's going to be a mix-up over here. So Rav says, therefore, that in a situation when you have klei chotzer and klei bayis that are going to be found in the chotzer, then you cannot utilize this heter of being able to carry kelim sheshavsu b'chotzer aleph into chotzer beis, right? Because of a gzeira. The only time it will be mutter is if chotzer aleph did not make an erev by itself, so therefore they can't be made to the klei bayis into the chotzer. So as far as we're concerned, they're not going to be found in the chotzer. They're not going to be found in the chotzer, so what, the only kelim which are in the chotzer, which are kelim sheshavsu in the chotzer, these kelim are allowed to be brought, so there's no confusion, there's no mix-up over here, so that's the extent of the heter. So again, Rav's shita is that we can only use, let's say we'll call it Rav Shimon's heter, to be metalful kelim that will show us in the chotzer alf and the chotzer beis, only if these are the only kelim which will be found in the chotzer, to exclude klei batim. Klei batim won't be found. Why should klei batim not be found in the chotzer? Because there was no eriv in this chotzer itself to allow it to bring klei batim into the chotzer. So fine, so in that case over there, that's when it will be mutter, there's no confusion. But in the case when you made an eriv in the chotzer itself, which will allow klei batim to come into the chotzer, that already is a gzeira, and in this case, you can't carry anything from one chotzer to the next. Shmuel, we saw, argues on that, and Shmuel holds that there is no gzeira, and therefore, it's always mutter to carry klei chotzer into the other chotzer, without an eruv. You can always rely on Shitas Rav Shimon. So now, in our argument over here, what we're talking about is a situation where there was a kaisel between two chatzeres, and each chaser was ma'arv by themselves. Right? That's what originally happened. Now, if things were to stay like this, it's fine. It's very good. So, you know, you would have been, each one would have been metalful by himself in this chatzer. Now, let's say according to Rav, that you would not be able to carry kalim that was shavas in chatzer aleph, even if they were shavas when Shabbos came right in the chatzer, you couldn't get into chatzer beis over the wall through the chatzer, right, however you would want to do that. That's the gzeira, right? And according to Shmuel, that you could have done. Now what happened was the wall falls down now, right? The wall falls down. Now the wall fell down according to Rav. There's no separation. It's parts of Makom Asla. So now this chatzer, right, will answer on that other chatzer. So you lose the benefit of the Eruv. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, Rav Oma Ein Betaslim Bo Ela Ba'arba. Rav Les Lehoel V'Hodsho Hodsho. Rav doesn't hold of this concept of Hoel V'Hodsho Hodsho, that we could continue on the way the Heter was given when Shabbos came. Rav says, no, you have to deal with the situation as it presently is. Rav Les Lehoel V'Hodsho Hodsho. Ukechad Chotzer Loi Mashvin Alei. We don't make it into one Chotzer. The Kaimelon Chotzer Shloi Irvo Divri HaKoil Metatlin Kedim Sheshovsu Ba'aviru. That we paskin that Chotzer that was not Ma'arif. Everyone agrees Metatlin Kedim Sheshovsu Ba'aviru. That Kedim that was Shovas in the Chotzer itself, you could be metalfli in that chotzer. Dahi kula choda rishusahi. Rashi is pointing out that this is this is worse off, this situation, than if the wall would not have been there in the first place. If the wall would have not been there in the first place, so then kelem b'shavas in this chotzer, you could be metalfli in the entire chotzer. But over here, it's worse. Since originally that there was a wall there, it was two chatzeres. Aval hocho beiz rishuyos ha'asur zuim zuim hayu. That over here, really what you have is two issues which are also one to the next. V'nims is kol achas putza b'mu olamok ma'asla. And therefore, the way we view it, we can't see it as one big chatzer. Right now we're talking about and as far as carrying in one chatzer, kelim that was shavas in the chatzer itself. Over here, since originally there was a wall there, and we looked at it as two issues, so now we have to view it as two separate issues, which are porous one to the next, that they ask him, afagav the kaimlon the chatzer is v'shus achas hein. So on that, Rashi says, but still, we paskin that chatzer is v'shus achas. Even if you have two separate issues, let it be. Let it be, but still you could carry from one chatzer to the next. Even if you look at it as two separate chatzeres. Paskin, like we're saying, that chatzeres are reshus achas. Afgav kamen de chatzeres reshus achas hein. Hocho b'she'ir v'kol achas la'asma askinan. So this is what Rashi tells us over here. That over here, being that each one was ma'arv by itself originally, but Rav l'taym yedom ha'locha k'rab shimin, and Rav, who learns in the Gemara over here, the halach is aim taplin by el b'dal ramas. Rashi learns that refers to all kinds of kalim in the chotzer, to wherever you possibly might want to take it. You can't move anything more than dal ramas. That Rashi explains the reason is Rav a time on halach Rav Shimon who shlo yirvu, Rav yirvu shtei rishu yisayin. This is what Rashi explains, that the psak over here is based on two factors. First of all, you have Shitas Rav in Argimot over here, which Rav holds that you don't say Shabbos Hoel V'Hotcha Hotcha. So what you have right now is that you have two chatzeres, which are porets to each other, and they answer on each other. Now that really should only be a problem concerning Klei Bayis. But Kehil Neushavas in the Chatzar, that really should make a difference, because Shita Sub Shimon is that you could carry Kehil Neushavas from one to the next. On that, Rashi says that the reason why Rav addressing all Kehilim over here, he asks for everything, is because Rav Latame, a second piece over here, that Rav holds of the Gzeira, that the only time that we could utilize the Shimon's heter for the Klei Chatzar is Bishulah Yirvu. Over here we're talking about Kishe Yirvu. Since you're Ma'ariv, so then in this situation you can't utilize Reb Shimon's heter. So that's why all Kalim are awesome. Now if you notice, there's a small Taisis over here which argues on this. Taisus says, you see this Taisus over here? You see, it's the third line in the medium-sized lines in Taisus. That Taisus, a few short words in Taisus. Right? Taisus says that this that Rav says, that you're limited, you can only allow to be metaltum. Dal Ramis, he says this is only referring to the Kelim Sheshavsu. Kelim Sheshavsu, these Kelim were dependent, their heter was dependent on the Erev, and the Erev became bottle now that the Kaisel fell down. So then you lose your heter concerning to carry Kelim. At this point on, you can't carry Kelim from the house into the Chotzer. But it seems to be from Taisus, the Taisus is saying, but Kelim that was Shavas in the Chotzer, right? You didn't need the heter of the Erev in the first place. So that, things didn't change.
What about mixing up the...
Oh, so what about that? I Rashi's, L'chor Rashi's, right? I mean, Rav holds... So, let's look in the Marsha. The Marsha raises a point over here to explain the Taisvis. If you look in those gemaras that have Marsha over here, right, let's see if we can learn this Marsha here. You see where it is? Daf Sadi Gimel. Omid Beis, that's what it starts from. It's the fourth piece on the Afsadi Gimel. See, B'Tosfis, B'Divr HaMaschil, Ein Metaltelin, B'Kelim, Sheshov, Subabayis, Abshimen, Ad Kan L'Shayne. Quotes the Tosfis that we're talking about, Kelim, Sheshov, Subabayis. Ad Kan L'Shayne, this is the words of Tosfis. On that Masha says, L'cha Oida Kosha, at first glance, it would seem to be hard to understand the Taisvis. Mi hechriach oisam. Who forced Taisvis? Lefarish. To explain the Gemara Rav's Isser. Bekelem sheshovsu bebayis. Your question. Do bekelem sheshovsu bechotze nami lerav kaimin. Nami lerav de kaiminon. Hoch nami misup mishaper. We're going according to Rav. We could also explain the Isser should apply to Kalim Sheshov Subachotzer, not only like Taisus said that Kalim that were in the bias, but even Kalim Sheshov Subachotzer. Kivan de Irvu, because since the Erv was made, Goza Rav, Afilu, a Kalim Sheshov Subachotzer. Rav holds, like we saw from Rashi, and we'll see if Masha will bring the Rashi in a moment, that once you're Erev, so then the Gzeiro will ask even Kalim Sheshov Subachotzer. As Rashi says, so what's forcing Tosfos to limit the Isser that Rav says? Right, Rav says a blanket statement, right? Aim a Talton boy, right? Which sound like we would refer to everything. That Tosfos says, no, don't understand anymore. It's for talking everything. No, it's only talking about clay bias. On that fact, Marsha, right? Like we're asking, I mean, just Rashi explained beautifully how it applies to everything. Rav Lishi Tosin. On that, Zot Marsha is fouled. V'yesh liyashiv l'das ha-toisvis. We could answer the Gemara, what Tosfos is thinking, what Tosfos holds, Kivan the Hashto, the Nofla HaMechitzam, now the Mechitza fell down. According to Rav, at this point right now, you don't say Hoyle V'Hotcha Hotcha. So definitely at this point and on, you can't do anything that you needed the Erev originally to help you for. Which means that from this point and on, you cannot carry any kelim from the bayis into the chotzim. Harei nesru medina lahilach kol echad miklei habayis lechatzera. At this point, the ikar hadin, you lost that heter. Afagav de irvu, even though originally made an erev. Sharei nifetzu bimulun mokum ha'osa. Ve'im kein kivend lo yishchich imani debatim b'chotzim havle ki'ilo irvu me'yoylom. And that Tosfos says that since at this point and on you lost the heter of the Eiv, you cannot carry anymore. And therefore it'll be mutter because the gzera is not applicable anymore. Because at this point when the kaisel fell down and which created the problem, but the problem that created was it was mevatel le'erev. You lost your erev. If you lost your erev, when you lose your erev, now as far as the gzera is non-applicable. I mean, the gzera which asks you from carrying klei chotzer one to the next is only when there's an erev, an existing erev, which allows a klei batim to be here. But once that you lost that, the klei batim now are not nimsis in the chotzer anymore. So there's no gzera anymore. So even Rav will be masking in this situation that the klei chotzer are mutter, and therefore Tosfos learned that the iser only talks to the klei batim. That's the only difference which changes over here.
But isn't the whole concept of the gzera for the way it appears for others?
No, not necessarily. I mean, the gzera kipshuta is when you have the problem. You have klei chotzer here. Tosfos seems to be saying that you don't have klei chotzer. Now, let me say over a ritva which talks about this question, and then we could think a little bit about how to understand the marsha. The ritva asks. Asks a question. He brings the Rashi, and it's interesting. He's asking on the Rashi, really, the Mashos Teretz. I see how he approaches this. He brings Rashi, Rav L'Taimei, and on that he asks. The koshali, the hocha les la higzera, over here the gzera is not applicable. This is what he asks on the Rashi, right? Which is really, we'll see, the idea of the Marsha's Teretz, right? Kosh, the hocha les la higzera, it's not applicable. Dok, even the shesova rav le amin shabbos hoi lehocha hocha, also lehoitzi kelim debatim lechotzen. It's also to be mighty kelim, vim kem leka gzera debatim. So the Ritva is asking really what the Marsha's Teret to explain the Tosfos on Rashi. That lechar over here, the gzera is non-applicable because now that the kaisel fell down, you lost your erev. So now you can't bring the clay bias into the chotzen. So on that, Ritva answers like this: Vishlomer the hocha b'maya skin akon shahoytziu kelim debatim koydim shenof la kaisel. That the Ritva says in Achanami, we're speaking about that. Before the kaisel fell down, so the air was utilized and klei batim were brought into the chotzer. So we're talking about a situation where there are klei batim. So from the ritva, it would seem to be that what the halacha over here is, according to Rav, is really dependent on practically whether there are kelim in the chotzer or not. The first half of Shabbos or whatever it was till the kaisel fell down, there was an existing Erev which allowed me to carry kelim from the bayis into the chotzer. generally what Rav Sheet is, that when you have an existing Erev, it's not mutter, because we're going to get mixed up. Now that is, you know, even if at the time you want to be Moitzi, a Klei Chotzer, you didn't yet bring out, but since it's mutter, so inevitably other Kelim are going to come out. Right, cause man that the heter is there. Right, so that's why over there we understand that as long as the there was an erev shine, so then it's also right. That's that halacha. But over in our situation over here, what happened was that at a certain point in time in Shabbos, the erev became bottle. So you definitely are not going to be might see any kelim from that point and on. And that ritva tells us that the gzera of Rav is dependent on whether. Till that point, were Kalim brought out? If Kalim were not brought out till that point, so from here on in, the Erev was bottled, no Kalim are getting brought out, so we'll deal with it as if the Erev was never made. If the Erev was never made, so it's mutter. And that's really what Had Mashal sounds like he's saying in Taisus. But the Ritva explains, according to Rashi, that we're talking about that Kalim were originally brought out before the Kaisel fell down. There was a functioning Erev, and Kalim were brought out. So, being that the fact was that Klei Bayis were already found in the Chotzer, so even though at this point from here on in you can't bring new Kalim out, but as long as you have Klei Bayis over here, that's a basis for the Gzera. So therefore, the Gzera is applicable according to Rashi. So according to the Mashal, according to the Ritva, it comes out that. It's according to Rav, the Shitas Rav, whether he asks all Kalim or not, really depends on what the facts were. Till this point, at the point when the Kaisel fell down, were there Klei Bayis brought out or not? Only if they were Klei Bayis brought out, then you have a basis for the Gzera, right, for the rest of Shabbos, because you have Klei Bayis which are here. But if Klei Bayis were not brought out, so as far as we're concerned, it's right now this is as if there was never an Erev over here, because till now, Klei Bayis were not brought. From here on in, Klei Bayis can't be brought. No Erev. So then the taka would be mutter. That's what the Ritva says.
To clay the clay chotzer,
right? We're only talking about the clay chotzer.
To another
chotzer. Right? Just to understand, the Ritva is saying is that we're talking about the.
Right. That's what he's saying. He's just telling us, making a simple okimto over here. He's painting the picture over here to fit things. That's what he's doing. But what we're taking out of this Ritva is that in such a situation, it'll depend on the practicalities at the time and when the Kaisel fell. Were there Kalim brought from the Bayis into the Chatzar or not, and based on that will depend. This that Rashi learns in this Gemara, that Rav asked all Kalim, which just doesn't seem to make a difference, right? So Rav seems to have asked everything, was because that till the Kaisel fell down, the Erev was utilized to bring Kalim out. But in Achanami, Rashi would agree that if Kalim had not been brought out, Then it will be mutter to be metaltel the clay chotzer, right?
That's from one chotzer to the other.
Yeah, right. Or even more than that, amos, right? That's what we're getting. Right.
You always have the possibility that you'll carry kelim out. We said earlier in the morning that Malbush, the other haterim, to carry out clay
chotzer. You're right, but if that's true, then it shouldn't be dependent on irvu. And as you see, right. So that's Tamashail over there, right? You know, so you want to know if Rav is Geyser, so why is it depending on Irvu? Irvu is not the only way to get Kalim out, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying on the Ritva, I'm saying it's not Shai. I understand that.
Yeah, I'm saying, but he's saying it's not any worse than a Irvu, right? That's what he's saying. You know, your Shail is, you know, it's really a Shail over there. Point to Rav that you Geyser, why is it depending on Irvu? There are other ways of getting Kalim out. Right? The answer is that since that's not the primary way of getting Kalim out, so that you know, we don't deal with that at all. We're only dealing with when you bring him out in a normal way, and that's only if you have an Erev, right? But that's really a question over there, according to Rav. He's just making the Cheshbonis that once we accept that Rav's Erev is only told on Irvu, so once you lost the Irvu, if there was no Kalim at this point, right, that's That's what he's saying. That's what he would be saying. Now, the Marshal, what we just saw, right? The Marshal is really explaining Tosfos. I said at first glance it would seem like, you know, what the Marshal is saying in Tosfos that it's mutter. There's no basis for the gzeira. So it sounds like, you know, he's like assuming like the other possibility of the metzius over here, right? Tosfos says that only the klei batam are also, the klei chotzer are mutter. So it would seem to be that, you know, we have two cases over here, right? So we're coming a little bit strange over here that, you know, that the machlekes Rashi in Tosfos over here is based on, you know, what's the case, right? They're arguing on what the case over here was, but in halacha, they're not really arguing. What do you mean?
You're allowed to carry it off to Dalai Lama's outside the chutz. According to the Rashi's saying that they're talking about Klei Bayis, we're saying up to Dalai Lama's in the chutz.
The Heter, Tosfos is saying is only right.
So then you do have Klei Batim and Klei Chutzah out in the chutzah on Shabbat. You're just not allowed to carry the Klei Batim on the Dalai Lama's.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Rav is asked, Klei Chotzer is mutter, according to Tosfos. On that, what's Osir is Klei Bayis. Klei Bayis. We are these Klei Bayis. We are these Klei Bayis. These Klei Bayis. I'm just trying to hedge over here, but you bring up a good point. If these klei bayis are in the chotzer, and then it would come out that what we're saying is that even though you really have a basis of the gzeira, because you have klei bayis in the chotzer, right? This is what I wanted to just raise the point over here, is that is the Marshal saying in Tosfos that the reason why the klei chotzer are mutter is because there's no basis of the gzeira? That means he's assuming the other case of the ritva, or no, that even if there are kelim over here, but since the eruv became batel, so you have the halacha of a layirvu. Now I'm hearing from you that you're saying that at lechar that should be the chesron, because Tosfos tells us that the din of ein metaltlin El Vidalid is referring to Klei Bayis. Now Klei Bayis, lechera, you can't even take out of the house. Ones that are there already. So Elamai, you're saying we're talking about that the Kalim that are in the Chotzer, Klei Bayis in the Chotzer. And nevertheless, Tais is saying that there's no Gzer over here. Right? Even though you have Klei Bayis in the Chotzer. That means that the Marshal is saying in Tosfos something else then. Even though you have klei bayis in the chotzer, but since the eruv became batel, so now you deal this, you look at this as a lo yirvu, and that's why it's mutter.
Because people will know that they'll have a din on these kelim that they're different than the rest of the kelim. They know that they're limited with those kelim, so they...
Well, is that... The practical gzeira over here, does that make a difference when you have two kelim which are in the chotzer? I mean, that's good for the problem, right? All right, how could you give one a bigger heter than the other? Given the hashda nofla hamachitz of leamin hoyle, and it mesh me din lohele chlecha miklei habayis lechatzia afgav de irvu, shenifritzu bimilu elimokam ha'asa. Im kein kimme shrikh im in debat im khotz ahol kin le yev me yelem. Yeah, okay, so this was the point that we have to be mavar a little bit better, like you're saying, and to see whether, you know, does the mashal simply mean the other metzias over here, or the mashal is saying some kind of heter over here, pshat and tosfos, that even though maybe practically there might be kelim over here, but since the din is that it's that you can't be ma'ar from here on in, so it has the din of a lo yirvu. Okay, well, we'll have to think about that. Okay, just want to raise that point. Akoponim, but there seems to be a machlekes rashi in tosfos in pshat in the gemara over here, and whether there is a machlekes lahalach or not, it might depend on how you understand whether tosfos is just assuming the other metzias than how the Ritvos explain the Rashi, or there is some fundamental machlokes over here. Now let's just see that the next Rashi over here in Shmuel Shita. So we talk about a case again where we have two chatzeris which had a koisel between them, and each one was ma'ariv by themselves when Shabbos came in. Sometime during Shabbos the koisel fell down. They're porous to each other. Shmuel says that each one can be metaltal at ikar mechitza. They can be metaltal to where the koisel was originally. They maintain their heter. Zok Rashi on top, zem metaltal al ikar mechitza, can make koral like originally. They can continue doing what they originally were doing. Darmin hoel v'hutcha hutcha. Shabbos hoel v'hutcha hutcha. Now, Rashi makes a point over here that uveklei habayis ko'omar Shmuel. Rashi says that Shmuel, even though Rashi told us in Rav that it applied to all kelim, but according to Shmuel, on the one hand, Shmuel is really giving a heter to allow us to carry till the ikar mechitza. However, zokt Rashi that past carrying past where the mechitza used to be is really not a limitation on all kelim. That's only klei bayis. Klei bayis called my Shmuel. The klei bayis needed the heter of the Erev. So the heter of the Erev, which would have allowed them to carry within their own chatzar. So that heter is what is the extent of what you have now. But that only is necessary for klei batim. The ibish shavas b'chotzer zokrashi, but kelim which shavas in the chotzer. So afil mechotzer b'chotzer nami. These things originally you could have brought mechotzer l'chotzer. The Shmuel hu the Amar, because Shmuel is one of his halacha rabshim afil iriv kolachas la'atzmo. Loi gozar mishumani debatim. Shmuel doesn't have the gzera at all. So Shmuel says that Reb Shimon's din is always applicable. They could always carry kelim that was shavas from one chatzar to the next. So originally, the necessity of the erev was only for the kelim that was shavas in the bayis, but kelim that was shavas in the chatzar you could have carried from one chatzar to the next. V'afakav the hashda hav luhu chatzar achas kishenofal le'asvi luhu batim to hashal afukim mibatim lechatzar hoyel v'hotel mitzvah Shabbos. That there's nothing to aser over here, because it's mutter to carry from the bayis to the chotzer, so that's not a reason to aser, and to carry from one chotzer to the next, that was always mutter. That's Shmuel Shita. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara, he'll be able to explain Rav Shita applies to all kelim. When Rav asers that only Bedal Ramis, that could apply to all kelim that Rashi explained. However, in Shmuel, when Shmuel says that Kimtata Adika Mechitzon, that Rashi has to say that that's really only talking to Klei Bayis, that limitation. Because Klei Chotzer really could be carried further. Now let's just see over here the next part of the Gemara. The Gemara goes on. This is a continuation of this piece of Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Gemara many times tells us the source of certain things, it's important to know where the source comes from. The way the Gemara said Itmar, the way we have the original memra, it sounds like that there was a machlekes, there was a disagreement between Rav and Shmuel on this specific case over here. There's this question was raised in Beis Medrash. Rav said his shita, and Shmuel said his shita. That's what it would sound like. That Gemara says, but the truth of the matter is that this quote that we have is really put together a Rav and Shmuel. Rav never said it clearly discussed this situation over here. It's really based on an episode that we see what Rav said or did in a certain situation, and we derive from over there what his sheet is. Now, many times, the Gemara asks that what's the difference, right? Now that it's only Meklol, why is the Gemara making a point? So many times, what the Gemara says is that being that he didn't say it clearly and was only derived from a certain episode, so the Gemara usually proceeds by saying that therefore we could argue whether you could take that out of that case. Maybe Rav didn't mean that. Maybe he did that for a different reason. Right? In this Gemara over here, the Gemara doesn't deal with that. So the Gemara says like this: V'hod Rav labefeh shitmar shitas Rav over here in this case, which is that you don't say Shabbos hol v'hotcha hotchum labefeh shitmar. It wasn't said clearly. El mecholit, it was derived from a certain episode. The Rav Shmuel have yasra b'hu chotzer. This was the episode. What happened? Rav and Shmuel were sitting together in a chotzer. Nafal gudu de beni beni. Gudu is the wall. The wall fell down, which separated the two chatzeres. Amalu Shmuel shkulu glima negidu bo. So Shmuel, and we'll see, it was in the place of Shmuel. Shmuel told someone who was there, take a beged and negidu bo. According to Rashi, what this means is that he asked him to carry something from one side of the chotzer till the that separation, hang it up and set up a mechitza. That's what Shmuel said over there. Replace the mechitza. On that, the Gemara continues. Ahajunu Rav La'ape, that Rav turned away. He wasn't happy with what he showed an expression of not being happy with the halacha that Shmuel was conducting himself with. Now, according to what the Gemara says, this is what we see over here, Rav Shita. Rav Shita over here is that it's Osir. It would be Osir to do that. Now what's Osir according to Rav? See, if you look at Rashi explains like this. That's what Shmuel said, to set up a new mechitza. The words of Rashi are a little hard over here. What the simple translation is, Osla Tatla Hasodin Shabbosaychem. When the Ritva brings the Rashi, brings it a little clearer. He says from Rashi, Osla Tatla Hasodin Abdushon. The problem with the Rashi, you're not allowed to carry this beged that was being used as a mechitza to there. It was too far, you couldn't carry it. Meaning to say, because the Rav Sheet is that you can only carry Dal Ramis, within Dal Ramis, and the place where this sheet or whatever it was they want to use as a mechitza was originally was more than Dal Ramis away from the Mokam HaMechitza. So that's why Rav wasn't happy with what they did. Right? And this is where they derive Rav Shita. Because were he to have hold Shabbos hol v'hotcha v'hotcha, fine. So you could be metatl all the way, right? Ad Mokam HaMechitza, no problem. Rav wasn't happy with what Shmuel did because this thing was, you were carrying this more than Dal Ramis. Because Rav holds that once the curse fell down, you lost the head, things could only be moved within Dal Ramis. And this sheet that was used as a mechitza was carried more than Dal Ramis. Also, Tatla Sodom Shabbosaychem. Words in Rashi not so clear to me. But that's how the Ritva explains that. That's what Rashi means. Apparently, that's what it is. Now the Gemara says as follows. So Shmuel saw. Omer lehu Shmuel, ikopid abo. If Rav is makpid, then he holds halacha. This shouldn't be done. Shkulu hem yene v'kidshubo. So take a belt and tie with it. Rashi says, "Kichu avnete v'koshubo esetalas l'mechitza." Now this needs a little bit of explanation. Maybe you could help me. How does this address the problem over here? Kichu avnete v'koshubo esetalas l'mechitza. You know, how are we helping things over here? If the problem was that you can't carry the sheep more than Al-Namas, so what are we gaining with using Avneta? How do you learn the Gemara over here? Right? How do you understand what was Shmuel was saying that Lishitoscha fine, so we'll do something better that will agree with the way you paskin. Right? That's what he was saying over here. Okay, so that could be an eight over here. I just don't see over here that's what, you know. So what does Avnete have to do with it?
Well, it's Avnete with him. It's on him.
No, you're right. But the problem, they're let's say they're using the sheet for the mechitza. So you want to wear the sheet, wear the talus. You know what does it have to do with tie, using the Avnete to tie? How do you understand?
The way I understood it was that he was doing a bedafka, you know, to like stress the point that he was, that he was against Rav. Isn't that how he...
Rashkol says to make a firmer machitza, make it more firm.
Right, in other words, that he was doing...
Oh, yeah? I mean, he wasn't doing this in order to satisfy Rav Shita? What it means?
I think he was doing a machitza materas, right? Or in other words, showing that there isn't a machitza materas, right?
Showing that it's...
Not a machitza materas. According, in other words, if you put a firm wall there... So then we'll see.
There's another pshat in the Gemara which might help better with that. But see, according to what Rashi learns, so I understand. So what was Shmuel doing? He copied Mar. What was he doing? So he was stressing his shita.
Yeah.
That I don't care. That's what he was saying.
That's how I understood.
Yeah.
How does that fit with the word he copied Mar?
That if he's protesting against it, so then we have to demonstrate it more firmly that the halachas.
Yeah, but the other way would be if you're makpid, I'm going to try to appease you and do something.
I think he's trying to appease him actually.
Appease you and do something that will fit with you.
That's what it would seem to be. Mm-hmm. Well, let's like this. Now the Rishonim talk about over here. apparently the Poshib Shat in the Gemara really would be mashma a little bit different, that the issue over here was like saying as far as making a mechitza is concerned, making a mechitza, that would have been the issue. Now that's how the Ritva learns the Gemara. Let's do very bekitzer over here. There's a machlokes in Rishonim and Ritva whether the issur of making an oil on Shabbos only refers to a ceiling, that's the Isser, or even setting up a mechitza is also bechlal the Isser of making an oil. If you set up a mechitza which has an accomplishment to be matir something, right? just a partition which doesn't have any accomplishments in halacha is not a problem. But if you set it, that doesn't have a din of a mechitza. But if you a mechitza which has an accomplishment halacha, which is matter something which was also beforehand, that would have been the problem. And therefore, the Ritva learns the Gemara that there was no carrying issue. It was close enough. Maybe he carried Derech Malbush. That wasn't the issue. The issue was by setting up this mechitza, this machleks that we just had. Shmuel held Shabbos held Hocha Hocha. So there's no necessity to hang up the mechitza. The mechitza is not accomplishing anything in halacha. It's mutter before the mechitza. Right? So the mechitza is not accomplishing anything. That's why according to Shmuel, we had no problems with telling him to set up this mechitza. It doesn't go into the shaila of an asiyas oil. But according to Rav, who holds that now that the koisel fell down, you lost your heter. So by putting up the mechitza, this would be bringing back, it would creating heter. That's already asiyah sahel. That's a problem. So that's why Rav was makbid. That's how the Tzvo explains the Gemara. Now, according to that when he told him shkula hamyena v'kachru be, you know, maybe we can understand that's what it was, something to do with oil. According to that, Rishonim don't talk about. You know, even according to that, I don't fully understand what the answer was. And you know, if according to Rav, the problem was that you can't put it up because you're making a heter. So what's the answer over here?
I didn't look it up, but Archville, I think, points you to the Meiri.
The Meiri says an explanation.
Okay. I didn't have enough time to make the proper investigations over here. Matthew Shem over here don't talk about this piece of Gemara. But this is something that we have to follow through in the Gemara. The Gemara seems to be saying that he was doing something to satisfy Rav Shita. And like we're saying over here, there's a machlokes over here in the Rishonim, what the problem was. According to Rashi, problem was carrying it more than Dalet Amos. Right? That's because according to Rav, you lost your heter, so you limited Dalet Amos. And according to the Ritva, the problem over here is a problem of Asiyas oil. So this is where the Gemara derived Rav Shita over here. And Kinnira, the Gemara seems to be saying that according to Shmuel had an Eitzah for Rav. Okay, we have to stop over here. I'm sorry. All right.